for shizzle. All
right. Herbalicious. Ace like to the E. The RB.
Like, put it this way, we did it for 100th episode, and we're on
this
like
is Misty. So. This is Stefan.
Yeah. Hi, this is Johnny.
I like it when you call me Big Papa.
Oh, you're depressed, sister.
This is Brandy.
This is Herb. How's it going?
This is Carlos.
Yeah, I'm Nathan.
And Ryan.
And you're listening to Salmon.
Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus. Praise white Jesus.
Okay, okay. Oh, well, welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Cora.
And I'm the unnamed man.
Okay. see, the problem, though, I was going to tell you earlier, is the problem with nicknames and shit is that we
always say the real
we
name.
We always fuck up and say, like, the real name. Like, Cora was, like,
Michelle on the
yeah,
last time.
Yeah, Michelle.
And I kept saying Cora, and we had to edit it, and it was like, dude.
We finally gave up.
Yeah. I gave up this show.
So
but it can be a game, dude. We can see how long we can keep up with it. I mean, as long as it'll be like Simon,
say,
you know.
We could like do a
like Simon, dude. You know.
No, we could do a vote and put a list of names, or people could just say, we could just say, what would you name him by his voice or something like that.
No, dude, that my ego can't take that much bruising. Not in one.
I
night.
Would say a Bruce or like a Dean. You know what I'm saying?
I was like Dean Martin. So
Dean
that's,
Martin?
You know.
It sounds like a shoe.
like cool Doc Martin? Right.
Doc yeah.
Martin. Right. Doc Martin.
Like the redheaded stepchild of the Doc Martin.
Right.
You know who he reminds me of?
Who?
Dustin,
like the guy who went to the army?
Yeah.
Dude, you guys might know. Have you been in Lakeland like your whole life, both of you?
No.
Okay.
Yes,
well, how long ago were you here?
Don't look at Herb. Look at the microphone.
Yeah. Don't look at me. All right. Wait.
I go cross-eyed when I look at the microphone.
How long were you here?
She
not
does
Cora?
That with other things too.
Oh.
Don't be telling our secret.
Wait. So how long have you been here?
Which one?
Since
you,
I was
you.
You.
No, the unnamed. The unnamed man. I'm trying not to say your name. I'm gonna
no,
fuck
it's
up.
No, cool, dude. You're doing well though. No, cheers.
All right. I'm trying.
What was the question? I'm sorry.
How long have you been in Lakeland?
I've been in Lakeland 6 grueling years.
Me too.
Did you go to high school here?
No. I got the
dude,
only
like
college that accepted me was Florida Southern. So I showed up here and found out what it really was.
Wait, that's the lake around Lake Hollingsworth?
Wait, so
yeah.
You're...
Oh, okay.
Wait, so you're what, like 27?
24.
I'm just kidding. Right. Well, that makes sense because you graduated when you were 17.
Buzzing.
Dude, just like the other day, I was like, we started the show, and I was like, wait, so welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode number 132. And he's like, oh, 140? Where the fuck have you been? What is this episode?
143,
y'all.
The 143 represent.
Well,
I
see,
know.
My favorite part of the theme song is when Ryan goes, and Ryan.
Yeah, that's what
like,
I laughed at earlier.
Yeah, and I don't, a lot of, well, it's just funny because Ryan actually hasn't been on a show in forever. And like I said, he's busy playing daddy daycare.
Forever?
You know, it's cool.
Oh, we miss Ryan.
That's what happens
yeah,
when
Ryan,
you play just the tip.
Right.
It's not his child, actually.
But he's probably tipped it a few times.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like a cow.
Child or the woman.
Oh.
like a cow, but not.
We love child molestation.
We love you, Stephanie.
So.
Should I should I do my poems already?
No, not yet.
Okay.
In a later segment.
Well, we've always tried this segments, song. But they never seem to stick.
Yeah, because we always go off track and we start talking about shit and we forget. So.
Well, I'll do a few commercials for us. I'll write them up for our next
oh,
show.
Oh, that would be
dude,
awesome.
That would be
do
awesome.
Some different
no, we want intros and we want commercials.
Dude, I would
do
love
it now.
To help. Dude, I always wanted to write for some. Yeah, dude.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm
can
in,
you
man.
Do the music and all that stuff?
No.
Well,
I'm
I did the intro.
Yeah.
I did
he,
the intro.
He does all his intros on GarageBand and
oh, dude.
He does them really easily.
Yeah,
let's
it
make
just
one,
takes some time.
Show me how to make it one day because I haven't used GarageBand.
Yeah, we could all have a fun day of learning it. Make a badass
learning me apple with Ricky.
And we can invite Miss Frizzle from the Magic School Bus.
Cut and paste that
right. Oh, so yeah. Guess what tomorrow is?
tomorrow?
The 5th.
Wait a minute, I know
another
this one.
Day at work.
I'm just joking, it's your birthday.
It is another day at work, but it's also my birthday.
Happy
it is
freaking
your birthday.
Birthday.
Let's see, let's do the test. How old do you think I am?
Oh, here we go.
26.
Yeah, but you already know, Cora.
I'm going to guess 26.
For real?
Oh, if she's not right, dude.
No. She knows for real.
Did she say
no?
Guess
oh, but you did it wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
No, he really does only look 26.
I think he looks like 25.
Wait, 24? Did you say look or is? That's
is.
How old do you think I am?
How old do I think
you
are?
He said think. I was thinking, well, I know how old you are, but I was thinking you're about 26.
I'd say actually 27.
I can go with that. I'll be 31.
It doesn't look 31.
No. Yeah, I don't think it looks.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait. Well, here.
You don't look like
I'm old,
bitch.
Dude, you don't look like you've hit that 30 wall yet.
Oh, you're good. Herb's talking in the background, but you can't hear him.
Getting the magic hat.
That's not gonna work with.
Oh.
You were wearing it last because it's all small and shit.
Right.
Wait, that doesn't say magic. It says Miller Lite. I thought it was going to be like the
magic
hat, you know? Like the basketball team.
I think he looks a lot younger with a hat.
But it's Miller Lite.
Whatever. So, yes, I'll be 31.
You look good, that's the point.
It sucks having a birthday on a Wednesday. I can't wait to have another one on a Friday or Saturday.
Okay.
So, what are you doing for your birthday? Are you going out?
I'm going to school. Well, I'm working. I'm
Yay.
Working.
Yay.
I'm going to school, and then I'm having dinner with one of my friends.
And I'm totally not invited.
So
can
are you
yeah.
planning something this weekend?
Oh, no, I don't have anything planned, but it is spring break all next week. So, but I still have
to
work.
Beach or, something.
Or the Strawberry Festival. It ends
oh,
on
yeah, the
Strawberry
Festival ends
festival.
This week. Oh, it's
God,
this weekend.
Dude.
It ends on the 9th, dude.
I went, you know.
Oh, yeah, okay, this weekend.
We should
we
go.
We need to find out who's in concert.
Okay, it ends
it's
on
all country people.
It ends on Sunday, so we should go.
At least you get to see somebody insane. Famous.
Right? It's Lakeland, y'all.
Who, Clay Aiken? Or Gay Aiken? Or
do
Clay Aiken?
No. It stops on Sunday, so let's go on Saturday. You want to go?
Saturday we
Alan
have plans.
Jackson's
what do we have on
sometime?
Saturday?
We have to go see Ray because he's going to be in Orlando. We can go during the day.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Houston Ray.
We can go during the day.
Oh, yeah. Houston Ray. We're coming to see you. And stuff in Orlando. I just found this out like right before the show. So
yeah,
Houston Ray is for anybody that doesn't know. When I moved here, Ricky and I drove from Phoenix, Arizona, and we stayed in.
We
Houston.
Had to drive through the god awful fucking state of Texas.
Well, it's fine. It's just like from
no,
El Paso.
It's not fine.
No, from El Paso.
Because it's so long.
No, from El Paso to San Antonio.
That's what she said.
Buzzing.
No,
phones, man. I'm with you.
The unknown or the unnamed person catches on really quickly.
Dude, from El Paso to like San Antonio is nothing. From El Paso to Houston is nothing.
We saw a homeless man at like a rest stop and he was wanting a ride.
And I was like, dude, I am right there with you, but you will probably work with me, so we're gonna keep
going. We have no room. Our car's full. He's like, oh, I'll ride on the top.
Oh, my God.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's how the hobos like it.
It was scary, though. I'm like, what homeless person is in the middle of the desert?
They have free Wi-Fi in those rest stops, though.
Well, in Texas, that'd be a Democrat.
That's true.
A homeless person would be a Democrat?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I guess so.
You know what I mean? They'd rob him, you know, blind. But anyway.
Herb, you're retarded.
No, I'm not retarded. Shut the fuck up.
That did not play well.
That
we're going to have to delete
close
that.
To all the right, retard well, scale there.
I don't know.
Going pretty low.
That was almost
okay,
crickets.
Okay. You know what made me laugh that was retarded, Ricky? Was
oh, so you're going to call me
no,
out
no,
because you're
I
retarded.
Totally will. No, because it was funny. I laughed my ass off. I was listening to, what was the wipe one? You need a wipe.
The what?
Our episode.
Oh, you need a wipe? Yeah.
Yeah. No, but what was it called? It wasn't you.
Someone needs to wipe.
Someone needs to wipe. That was like 3 episodes ago, uh-huh. And I listened to the whole episode, and I laughed my ass off. I forgot how fucking funny we were.
See, the problem is he's on the show, but he never listens to
yeah,
the
because
show.
I'm on it, so I'm like, you know, I don't know. But there was this one part where you were like, oh my God, the new Mariah Carey album is out, and it's called E equals MC2. And I was like, what did you fucking say? You're like, shut up. And we're like, no.
What was it the other day when we're here during the eclipse? And
I was like, where's the moon? Because I was, you know, I was like,
Like, where is it positioned?
Like, where is it in the sky? And he's like, oh, it's outside. And then he was like dead serious, though. He was like dead serious.
State the obvious.
I was like, whatever.
It's okay. I love you. I had to make fun of you.
No, I miss all of our sound clips. Like,
our Loveline sound.
I like totals.
Yeah.
I'm playing with my iPhone.
We need Drew back because Drew was our sound man. He would be on the laptop doing sound stuff. And it's hard to do sound shit when you're talking on the show. You know what I mean? Because it's like you fuck up and it's not, the timing is all off and stuff. But what was I going to say?
That's because they have interns for that.
So Houston Ray. We stayed with him in Houston and he has a really nice house and we got to meet Nard from the Bear podcast. And Ray was a really nice guy. I was like, wait, what?
Hello. Hold on for a second.
Put on speaker.
Can you talk?
You're fucking putting me on hold.
You're not on hold. Oh, you're being recorded right now.
It's Christian.
Oh shit.
No, don't tell him.
Your little fucking show.
Oh, you're jealous.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're too fast. Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay, do you want to say anything to everybody before I hang up on you?
Fucker. No, I don't like them.
Okay. Hey, Christian, I miss your burritos. Fans.
Christian, why burritos? Are you drinking that Haterade, man?
Is there an orgy going on?
Yeah. Three guys, one girl, and one cup.
What about a mug?
That's airtight, baby.
Hey, I'll call you after we're done with the show.
Hurry up.
Call the listener hotline, leave us a message, and then we'll play it on the show.
What?
Yeah, okay, bye. Bye.
Bye, whatever.
That's Christian. He
he's Mexican. That's all. That's all. That's all the explanation it needs.
Mexican. Yeah.
He actually is a longtime listener of our show, and he came to visit us
For New Year's.
New Year's. Yeah. And he went to the New Year's party.
Dude, you totally
you missed it.
You totally would have you would have met him if. Well, no, it's okay. I mean, but it's just like. It was just funny because we almost saw you that night. Like, I remember you were like gonna come out, and then you were like, "No, I'm doing something."
Yeah, something came up.
But it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Waste. Whatever.
So why is he in such a crabby mood? Did he miss his siesta or some shit?
Oh no, he just got off work. He's just like that.
No, they threw him back over the border. That's why.
He's still learning his English.
And he's having to use his Wi-Fi, like holding it over the fence into America.
Oh, you know, that's probably where he met his mom.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I went there, motherfucker.
We love you, Christian.
Yeah, we do.
Seriously, man. It's all love.
That's cool. All right. I want to do my poems.
No. Hold on.
We're talking about listening.
Hold on. Yet.
I want to talk about when we went to the Chinese restaurant the other night.
And the girl was
And you
like,
got all pissy. But anyway, the people when we went to Ling's.
Oh, yeah, it was pissy, sorry.
What'd you get pissy about?
I don't know. I was
There was no reason to
they
be pissy.
They run out of crab legs or something?
No. No, but let me tell you about the people that were behind us.
That would piss me off.
Who goes to a Chinese restaurant to celebrate their birthday?
Chinese
Dude,
people.
That was like the most ghetto birthday
Redneck
ever.
Plant City,
Hell
Polk City.
Yeah.
For the crab legs.
Oh, my
yes. God. We walked in, it was like this tall. Dude. I was like, holy fuck.
Dude, that was like the ghettoest birthday ever. Like, they didn't sing it. He put they cut off like the elevator Chinese music, and they fucking put the birthday song over the speakers, and then they came over with a candle, and they're like,
happy birthday to you.
Right, so it keeps
happy
them in tune.
Happy to you.
But you know what? It actually kind of worked, because it kept them all in
tune.
No.
Happy ending, Fandara. Happy ending.
It was terrible.
So wait, they didn't have a cake, they just had a candle?
Well, it was like a little muffin or something.
No, they had the Chinese pastries, you know, the real gross ones.
I would be
like
so pissed.
I don't eat those,
Yeah, I don't either.
Wait, the ones with the sugar?
Yeah. No, not the Chinese donuts. Okay. Not those. But I want to talk about the people, actually.
I don't I was sitting in front, so I didn't see.
Yeah. Well, the man was like 57,000 years old.
Mullet.
Wow.
And it looked like his hair hadn't been washed in about 60,000 years. And yes, he did have a mullet. And so did the women.
In the front and party in the back. Hell yeah.
The women also had it, but they had a nice layer of
pretenders-looking
hair.
Dark black
roots about this long, and then greasy blonde hair all the way down. And they all had flannel and jeans on, and one of them had a camel toe.
Ew.
The guy or the girl?
It makes me want to sing that. Who does that song? Wait, who does?
The guy would be a camel kneecap, right? Or a camel knuckle.
Oh, camel knuckle. I like that. name good. Mine then. They're like, what is that? My camel knuckle.
wait.
You know you want to look
who
at
does
it.
That, who does that song that's like, gonna use my arms, gonna use my hands, gonna use my fingers?
I don't know, but there's a group called Fanny Pack that sees this.
No. It's like a country song. It's like,
you picked up my disease.
Hey, whoa.
It's called Camel Toe.
You can't catch stupid.
It's like a country twainy song that's like, get to have some of your attention. Give it to me, because I'm going to make you see I'm special. That song. What are you talking about?
That is so far from country. Like,
you know what I'm talking about, though, right? You know that
no,
song?
No.
Oh, my God.
This is called the Camel Toe Song.
Can we hear it over the recording?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's. Well, maybe it'll start soon.
That's right. Uh-huh. I like that camel toe. Give me that camel knuckle.
Oh my God.
Wait, listen. Fade it out.
Hold on. You gotta hear the chorus. No, the best. Here comes the best part. Here it goes.
Dude, that's ridiculous.
That sounded like a kid. Who was that, Miley Cyrus?
I was thinking there must have been like, no, that was Hannah Montana.
Yeah, see, that's like the most disturbing thing about all these like nasty bands.
Yeah,
is that like
it is the same person?
It's the same person.
Wait, which? Wait, who? Which one?
Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana.
Oh my God!
Strike one.
Oh my God.
God. All right, so I got the Chinese redneck people out.
See fell monkeys like fell.
Oh, you know what? I need to. If anybody listens to the show on the website and it sounds like it's like
slow motion, just download it and shut up.
Download it or hit refresh on your page and tell me if that works because for some reason it's slow.
Yeah, well, not on like on my computer it's fine and on your computer it's fine, but on Cora's computer it wasn't okay, and she has Internet Explorer 7. With Windows XP Service Pack 2, so if anybody has that, and
oh my
it's
god,
slow,
really? Do you have to get that dorky?
Well, Cincy Cub has Windows, and he probably has Internet Explorer 7, so that's what I'm saying. So if you have that, switch to Firefox and use it.
Okay, I'm sure they'll do that.
Bitches.
People have Firefox.
What if they're like in another country where Firefox is not available to them because it's not like available. Against their religion and stuff?
Well, then they use Opera because it's all. Oh!
Opera's against my religion.
All right, so do you want to move to the poems?
Yes, I totally do. All right, so every time, for unnamed man that we don't want to say his
the
name.
The man we do not speak of.
Yeah, the man we don't speak of.
Oh,
what
thanks,
we do is
guys. I feel the love.
Every time somebody leaves us a review on iTunes, which...
you should do.
Yeah, if you have iTunes or whatever.
Yeah, dude, I'll check it out.
Yeah, because every time we get a review and we get
I
like
actually
a,
don't. I'd like to get it.
Bye. But. See you later.
All right.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Cool.
He's the Apple fanboy. I'm not. All right. So every time somebody leaves us a good review on iTunes, we write a little poem about them. So the first one is for Lauren. And the only thing I know about Lauren is that she's straight and she's a girl.
Oh, let's show the unknown man Lauren's picture.
Oh, and she's pretty hot and she has huge boobs.
But she doesn't like to be known
for like
her boobs.
Huge boobs like for her size, you know what I'm saying? Like, they're not like size G, but they're big for
G.
Her body.
G, what are they? Double D's, E's, triple?
Here
that's
we go.
Gotta hurt, though.
See, look at that shit, dude.
Look how big her boobs are.
Oh,
you heard that in the
they're
background?
Like double D's, probably. I wish mine looked like that. She's lucky.
I'm like, is her cleavage?
What does she have to be ashamed of? She's got great boobs.
I was almost gonna be like, "Is your cleavage hungry, girl? Because it's eating your shirt."
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Camel humps.
No, it's my humps, my humps, my humps. My lovely camel humps.
Check it out,
baby. Oh, if you really want me.
All right, Lauren, we love
you. All right, so here we go, Lauren.
Here's my poems.
This is a poem just for you.
I wrote this in like 2 minutes, but it's really funny, I think. All right, your boobs are beacons of light. I'm sure somewhere it makes boys fight over what they can't get easily, but if they're gay, they might. So hopefully we have a chance to woo you with our homo romance. So take off your shirt and dance around, and we promise we'll pay in advance.
Oh, Lauren, we love you, but that was funny.
All right. So the
next one.
You
have to call in and tell us if you liked your poem or not.
All right. So the next one is for Ryan. Ryan is
So should we let them hear Ryan first? Because we have a call from him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is Ryan. He's from Orlando, and he's a listener to our show. We actually met him a few weeks ago. Okay. You ready?
Hey, guys. It's Ryan from Orlando. Just call and say hi. Hope all is well. Keep up the good work. Love the show. And hopefully I'll chat with you guys soon. All right. Bye.
Dude, no.
Don't sound
way.
So excited.
I know.
Ryan.
Was that like at 4 in the morning or some shit? When we met him, he was like, hey! It was like.
Ryan sounds like, cute.
He's cute, but he was like. He was way more energetic than that.
Yeah.
All right. So here's
his. I think
he
smoked a big doobie.
Probably. He's like, what do I do now?
He smoked a big something.
He smoked a big sausage.
Dude, that was after a Zanny bar, I'll tell you what.
Right.
I bet.
All right. So here's my poem for
we
Ryan.
Love a Zanny bar.
Mm. Okay. Ryan.
Especially after about 5 years.
I bet we do.
We totally don't know about anything about that.
I do.
Oh my god. All right. Here's the poem for Ryan.
Poem time.
I also wrote this in like, well, I wrote this in like half a minute, but whatever. All right. Ryan, your penis is nice. I only know because you showed me twice.
Oh!
it's really flattering to have a fan, but I don't know if you'd like the back of my van. I'm not trying to scare, although I can't help but stare at a cute, naked listener man.
Okay, that last part sucked.
No, shut up.
Yeah, the last ending to the other poem was really good, and you didn't bang it out.
That last sentence
he's cute, and he was naked, and he sent us pictures.
Show me your.
You're not supposed to tell everybody that.
Yeah, but
nice. Sing it again.
Oh, show me your dick. You're the listener man.
He's getting Billy Joel on us.
Show me the dick tonight.
Well, we have one more poem that this is kind of awkward because it's actually someone that I dated when I lived in Virginia,
ooh. Which is really
weird. I lived
weird.
In Virginia.
Where at?
Springfield.
Oh, I lived in Blacksburg.
Is that near
it's
Manassas?
Right by Virginia Tech.
No.
Like, it's right
it's
next near, to Virginia
it's where
Tech.
Virginia Tech is.
Maybe you should have a name.
Roanoke.
Okay, I know Roanoke.
Near Roanoke, okay. About 45
Since you
minutes.
You came from Springfield, maybe your name should be from like The Simpsons or something, your nickname. Who do you sound like from The Simpsons? Who does it look like? I don't know. We'll have to think about that one. Keep going.
I don't know.
Actually, Futurama is my favorite.
Oh, that was a good show,
Fry.
But it's no
he
longer anymore.
Like Fry
is my favorite character, actually. I do love
So,
Fry.
All right,
you're
this
not,
is
you're
my poem.
Like Fry, though.
This is my poem, which they really it really sucks compared to Herb's. So,
Because I'm a flirt, bitch.
I'm a flirt.
Damn.
I'm a
flirt.
So, this is kind of whatever, but okay. Brad, you're so rad. We once had a fling, and I think you actually heard me sing. You were always so neat.
It was an opera.
You had a great juicy meat. all right, this part. Okay, I shouldn't really have to explain this.
Just say it. Just say it.
All right,
say it.
Remember that doll? It's I still have it after all.
Oh, a little sentiment.
No,
right
what
there.
That is.
Really?
Like, at the time he was dating me, like, I was a big, like, Charlie's Angels fan or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he bought me a Charlie's Angels doll.
Was it a...
And I still have it.
Blow-up doll?
Yes, it was a blow-up doll. It was life size.
Was it Charlie?
Yeah, Charlie.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Nice.
No, really? It wasn't blow-up.
Hey, whose phone is ringing?
Cora. It's been ringing.
Cora Chameleon.
That's me?
Yeah. No, it's over there.
Oh. I don't.
Mine's on
my
vibrate.
Phone's jacked up. Remember, I got a new one coming.
Your mom's jacked up.
Hold on a second.
Don't talk about my mom like that.
What are you gonna do?
Yeah, her mom's a nice white lady.
Awesome.
I'll beat you up.
We talk about a lot of moms on here, so.
Oh no.
Not my mom. Talk about your mom all you want.
My mom died.
Oh, don't you feel like a dick, Cora?
I didn't say anything about his mom. He's the one kissing my mom.
No, actually, my mom is still alive. I love her.
Oh. You're terrible.
I know. I hope she doesn't listen to this. So, Herb, you can put the sidekick away so that you can be on the show.
Okay.
Like, hand it to me.
Like, shut the hell up, Mr. iPhone.
My iPhone was put away.
Yeah, but you're still touching it.
I'm so jealous. I want an iPhone.
iPhones
are
awesome.
How do you like it?
I love it.
Yeah?
It's like the greatest invention ever.
He likes it up the butt. You said, how does he like it?
Well, he does have his rubber on it.
Oh. Dude, yeah, like those condoms. Like those condoms on the nice. Like those condoms on the Wii remote.
Yeah,
those are
those
really
are nice.
Condoms.
They're nice.
Like
they're nice. They're even clear.
They're
and
even
they
ribbed
extra
too.
Gel. Mm-hmm.
And ribbed
they
for the pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Very ribbed.
Cora had
very
the pleasure.
They get sweaty. Oh, really?
She was working hard on that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we bubble bobbled the shit
the
out
bubble
of that
bubble.
Shit last night.
Oh my gosh, I got so excited.
I hate that fucking game.
Dude,
I
we're
love
gonna.
It.
I
still it's
hear
so
music.
Much fun.
We're good.
That's Fry over here.
Okay.
Oh. Okay.
Hey, Cora, we're going to get the crystal ball tonight and beat it, like, fully. I promise. It'll be awesome.
Oh, no.
Beat what? Oh, nice.
Yeah, and then we'll beat
bubble,
it, like,
bubble.
Beat it.
We're like, beat
just
it,
beat
it. No, we beat it. We beat it last night, but we didn't beat, like, the whole thing. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Just half of it?
Yeah. They kind of half beat it.
Nice. Because
it wasn't the full beating.
Right.
So they were not. Well,
did
like
you beat it
till
it turned purple
there.
Or blue?
Or
it looked
the
like
big fat,
roast beef.
The big guy on there, he turned, like, multicolors.
Like
purple.
Oh.
And then I had a pop.
Psychedelic.
And he just like exploded with joy.
All over.
Oh, and then we got our girlfriends back.
And then we got our girlfriends back.
It was so fucking weird.
Speaking of the iPhone, I was text messaging someone the other day.
And you messed up like 50 times? That's right.
No, because I'm actually really good at it now. No. But I was typing and I had to say the word shitter for some reason. And, the iPhone had the word shitter in it in the dictionary.
No way.
What
that's
the
weird,
fuck?
Yeah.
Shitter?
Like in
it
the
has
iPhone.
Whore, it has slut, it has asshole, it has all of them.
Well, those are probably used more than other words.
Regular
like
words in text messaging.
You know?
Whore.
I didn't know Ebonics came on phones these days.
Mm-hmm.
Is there LaQuisha in there?
Oh, God.
I'm really not for sure. Probably not, because that name's ghetto, and iPhone people are not ghetto. Because
the ghetto people don't have enough money for Apple shit.
Oh, no, they do, because they live in housing that costs them $5 a month.
And they have their drug money.
Oh, nice, Cora. Thanks. You even said that with a smile.
The more you know.
Well,
and the laugh.
We that all was have that, right?
Speaking of drug money.
Next year, so a little there.
All right, next. All right, Twitter needs to stop. Okay, let's see. What's going on here?
Twitter is like a bitch ass with iPhones because, you know, I was talking about that thing how, like, every time you have a message on an iPhone, interrupts what you're doing and puts this message in front of the screen that says, hey, you have
yeah,
a message.
I hope
every
they
time
fix that.
And it's like with Twitter, he gets like 20 text messages per minute. So you can never get anything accomplished because it's constantly telling
I've almost used 9,000 text messages this month.
Jesus H. That's all Twitter, though, I swear to God.
Wow.
I've sent out about 2,000.
You can't make a call if you're receiving text messages?
No, you can't.
No, you can't.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you can do that, but like you can't use, like when you're trying to do stuff on the phone, like the web browser,
you have
or the
to hit close.
Yeah, you have
close
to hit close,
oh,
close, close.
Sucks.
Yeah, wow. So they'll fix it.
It needs to just be able to make it like a noise, you know? Okay, dude, that's a lot. Okay, I've almost used 4,000 text messages, but that's without Twitter.
So
don't look at me. My phone's jacked right now.
How many do you think you've used like without Twitter, though? I mean, how much do you text messages? Like all day at work?
Well, I know that I've sent about probably 2,000 myself.
Damn.
So I'm not for sure. But what else are we going to talk about? Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, go ahead. Is there still one left? There are two more left. All right, cool, because I definitely want one.
Two what left?
What was I going to talk about?
Chickens?
Oh, actually, you know what? I'll talk about a game that we were talking about last night. No, not Bubble Bobble.
Oh, nerd.
No, shut the fuck up. You let me Prince have my of Persia. Segment. Let me have my. Well, actually, yeah, I'll talk about that. Let me have my segment.
I love that.
All right. So I wanted to talk today about Prince of Persia. I know it's kind of an older. Well, the original Prince of Persia was like an old computer game. It came out forever ago. It was really ghetto. It was old school, like Oregon Trail style. It was like 1990. Kind of a really, really tough game, and it really didn't hit a lot of people. A lot of people don't know it, but they remade it into the Sands of Time game on all three systems, you know, a couple years ago. And I just got Ricky into it because I figured, you know, he likes Tomb Raider, and he likes, like, physical puzzles, and then he likes, like, fighting. So I figured, well, he must love it. And he does. And anyway, if you've never played it, there's, like, there's three altogether, but there's a bunch of different ones on DS and PSP. But if you feel like going out and getting a good game for GameCube or Xbox or PS2,
I need to get something to drink.
Go pick up the first Prince of Persia. It's only, like, $5 used. And I don't know. It's a pretty fantastic game. I'm pretty sure Ricky enjoys it thoroughly. So, yeah. And it's kind of like a teamwork thing because we help each other out all the time. Because I'm always like, no, you have to go this way. And then I forget because I haven't played the game in years. And Cora was helping too, actually.
Yeah, I think it's pretty cool. I'm not much of a gamer, but I just kind of watch. And it's really neat to watch because you have to figure out what the next step is.
Yeah, it like to get through the next room
a lot
or whatever.
Of games will tell you and give you instructions. But you kind of have to look around in this one. I like that more because it's more of a challenge. It takes a little bit longer to figure out, you know, what to do and finish the game.
And I like it because, like, you get the sword in it, and it's like the sword of time or the dagger of time or whatever it is. And it's like whenever you fuck up, you can reverse time. So, like, if you fall down a pit, you can, like, reverse shit, and then you can, like, fast forward and kill everybody real quick. And I don't know, it's just a really cool game. So I know it probably came out maybe 5 years ago, 4 years ago. But if anybody feels like getting into a good game that's not necessarily brand new but is not old school, pick up Prince of Persia. It's really good. And they have a bunch of new ones out. A new one is coming out fairly soon on PS3 and Xbox 360. So I'm sure we'll see it again. But I enjoyed it a lot. Ricky, talk about it.
It's fun.
And junk.
And junk and stuff.
You
That's
like
all
it.
About I have to say about
now,
it.
Every day he gets home, he's like, I want to play Prince of Persia.
No, I get like, I don't know. Well, most of you, I don't know if any of you in here actually like played Atari like extensively.
Yeah, I did.
But you know how you get Atari thumb and then like Atari like fucking hand and it's just like, oh,
the Atari
fuck.
Hand was awesome.
Yeah. That's what I kind of get when I play this game. Because I'm like trying to hit the button so fast that it just stops working.
You burn your
not
thumb
sure
out.
What
that's
to say
what
about that.
That's what somebody said. I don't know who.
Your mom said that.
Oh.
Right.
And for some reason, I'm getting two of every Twitter message. Now I just got the third one of
that's
the same
amazing.
Fourth.
It means you have to reset your phone, like turn it off and on.
You think?
Yeah, that usually helps.
No, we'll wait to do that after the show.
Meanwhile, he'll have like 50 of the same mess.
What else are we going to talk about?
I don't know. Today I spent the day with Cora, and I'm going to try to get a job with him. Or with him. With him right there. With him right there that I'm pointing at, and her, Cora.
I do not have Cam.
The man we do not speak of.
And at Grillsmith, which is kind of
I think we figured it out, too.
What is Grillsmith like?
I think
like?
We're going to go with Fry.
Oh, Fry.
Yeah,
Fry.
Okay. Okay, with Fry and Cora. What is Grillsmith like? How do I? Because Grillsmith, they don't have in every state.
It's
so
like a.
Isn't it kind of like a Macaroni
House,
Grill?
Right?
It's like a Black Angus, right?
It's actually an owner from Macaroni Grill and owner of Carrabba's got together.
Oh, okay.
And
they're if we combine our superpowers.
Yeah, exactly. They were like, you know, we're going to do away with the Italian crap and we're going to do away with the macaroni crap and we're going to actually do some all American cuisine. And I think, nice.
Excuse me. Sprite.
I think we got four stores open right now. Three are in Tampa and one's in Lakeland. I think three more are planned.
Yeah, I haven't eaten there yet, but what I've seen, it looks pretty cool and I'm trying to get a job there with them, so hopefully
I've heard
that works.
It's expensive.
Yeah.
It's pricey. It's not that
like Macaroni
bad,
Grill.
Like the Cheesecake Factory or something like that. But it is really nice. Like the restaurant's really nice. The restaurant's really nice, and it's a nice place to go out for a date or just go out with friends, have a drink. You can actually come there casual, or you could dress up and come there, because it is kind of upper class, you know?
That's cool. Yeah, and it's in, like, really the nice. Lakeland Mall, which is not, you know, there's a bunch of kids around
oh,
there.
Oh, yeah,
so.
It's right across from the theater.
Which
so.
All the teenagers hang out at.
Right.
Or
so
the
it's
big
not,
water
so it's
fountain.
Not,
everybody goes.
God damn,
but it's like,
yeah.
What I'm saying is it's like not terribly formal because there's so many kids around. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I'm going to try to get a job there. And today, Core and I hung out and went through like the 5 minute worst storm of our life. And then it was like all clear. Like that was like the
it
heaviest
so
rain ever.
Wait until the summer.
Though. It just poured for 5 minutes.
Yeah, like we couldn't see. And my wipers were on all the way on high. But yeah, and then we came here, and I've been working on her computer. And now her computer's all super fantastically awesome.
And just to let everyone know, I've told her for the past week and a half to write these poems.
And
he just did them like 5 minutes before the show.
And how awesome are they?
And I've been begging to do the show since 8:30, and now it's 11:20.
Well, sometimes you gotta beg.
Bitch.
Don't worry, Ricky. You'll get birthday lovins.
I don't want birthday lovins.
All right, well, you get birthday spankings then. Shit.
Heyo.
That's a lot of spankings.
Hey, it's only 31.
just
wait till you're 50.
I want to talk about something kind of serious, I guess.
Uh-oh.
Not real serious, but
is it about the Dungeons and Dragons guy?
No.
I heard about it.
Yeah, actually that is really sad.
You killed my wizard.
One of the guys who
I'm
mentioned
I'm going to roll a die.
No, I'm
a 100-sided die and I'm going to kill your fucking bitch.
Oh my god. So I can't remember his name, but one of the Dungeons and Dragons guys passed away today, and that like it doesn't make an impact to me, but I know a lot of my friends that are into it.
Are they mourning? Are they rolling their die?
Well, I mean you
they're
have
to die, it. Get it?
they're not pouring out for one for his homie.
No,
they're
but you
like
you have to think of it like as if the guy who invented Nintendo or like the guy who invented Mario died. You know what I mean? That would be a big deal. It really is because it's
not
like
really
no, but the only reason you're playing Mario Galaxy the way it is because he's still directing.
How
each
about
game.
The person that invented
the pencil eraser? Shut the
no,
fuck up.
A person that invented like film.
Yeah,
or
but they
invented,
already died forever ago.
Or the person that
invented
computers.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that person probably died a long time ago, too.
Yeah.
Because they were using computers in the World War.
And those
wars.
People aren't as well known. But what I'm saying is it's crazy when you think about how much difference one person makes and how much they build upon that. And then when they die, it's like, it's over.
What if the guy that invented Pokemon dies?
It was a group of people,
Pikachu
actually.
Will weep forever.
All right, so what I want to talk about is there's a podcast that I listen to called We're Mean Because You're Stupid. It's a great podcast.
It's funny.
And one of the people there, Holly, which she also goes by Fairy Princess Holly, not Holiday, that I was going to say. But anyway, that rhymed.
But you could if you wanted to.
So anyway, she's doing a Humane Society walk-a-thon kind of thing for animals. So I'm going to post her link so that you can donate to sponsor her.
Cool.
It's really important because I love animals, and they've always been a part of my life, and I think they're important to take care of. So, yeah.
Until right. Finbar yelps every night, and then
shut
Ricky's
up.
Like, shut the fuck up, I'm a fucking
no.
Sailor, your motherfucking ass.
That
I should
is
record.
Not me.
I should fucking record you because we are on the same page with that bullshit.
Whatever.
You're like, Finbar, no barking, I'll fucking strangle you. No, actually,
I don't
me.
Say that.
That's me. But
I do get highly aggravated, but I don't. Beat my dog
him.
Or like threaten yeah
you
I don't
just
do that
look at him and go
he beats
shut
his
up.
Hot dog but he doesn't beat his dog
but the dog gets really excited
who doesn't
I saw
beat their hot dogs
today. He like
oh okay whoa. who's the guy Wagner she was talking about her guy in jail I'm
oh,
not gonna
yeah.
say his name whatever
her guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah she has like this semi-boyfriend on the side person. But
really?
Anyway, he's in jail, and she says that he doesn't jerk off because he.
Well,
only
I don't say why because
no,
that
he
might
only
be personal.
He only likes to have sex.
Yeah,
and can only have sex. He doesn't
I
jerk
personally
off.
So
don't believe
we
that.
Yeah, we were like,
in jail.
I
that's
don't believe
question.
That.
Yeah, we were like, what the fuck are you talking about, dude? There's no way. There's no way. It does. I mean, I've met. Okay, exception. I've met a friend of mine who was Mormon. Actually, a coworker of mine. Who said he never
did he have the
off.
Did he have the
and
special
honestly,
underwear?
Honestly, based on the way that he is, I could see it happening. Like, we're, I mean,
probably
I believe
because
him.
He was beating off his dogs.
No, but I really, I honestly, ew. I believe
his
it.
Little that's lipsticks.
Gross. Red Rocket.
I believe it. I believe it with him, but with this guy that Wagner's talking about, no way, dude. He's way too violent for to not beat off. He needs to relieve that stress.
Do you know the guy? Have you met him?
Yeah, we've
yeah,
met him.
Yeah, enough to know.
He was at the Halloween party. Remember when it was pure chaos?
He's a nice guy. Just kind
of, and
crazy.
He was like beating the hell out of like the walls and the ground. And
oh, I
damn.
Do remember that guy.
Yeah, that's him.
As
that's the guy.
As I was, I remember.
That's the
that
guy.
Guy.
He doesn't jerk off, apparently.
Cora, you don't drink.
I'm in it. Okay.
That's what he said.
You gotta put your mouth in it.
You gotta put your mouth all up on it like this.
Did
all right.
So yes, go sponsor her. I'm gonna leave a link. Herb and I sponsored her. We left her a donation, so I hope everyone else, it doesn't matter how much you give because every little bit helps.
Sorry.
What?
I'm just being retarded. All right, next.
You know, I get a bad feeling about that though.
About what?
Like, do you know her personally?
What do you mean?
Like, if I didn't know somebody and I wanted to donate like $7.63,
it's not going to her. It's going to the Humane Society.
Oh, okay.
Right.
I'd be afraid
she's
like,
"Where's my money,
on, like,
bitch?"
No, I think she'd spend it on like her next box of tampons or some shit. And I feel like the dogs got cheated.
You don't know Holly. I do.
Well, see, that's why I asked you. Well, go Holly. You go, girl.
Dude, no, we're just sponsoring her. The actual Humane Society is who takes up the money.
She'd spend it on her elves. So.
Like the Red Cross.
Even if I was giving her money, she's cute, so that's okay.
Okay. You got a picture
but
of
she's
her?
Married and she lives in Minnesota.
That doesn't matter.
Oh.
Yeah, but Minnesota does.
Okay, so Holly, if you want...
Dude, where the fuck is that? You know what I mean? I'm sorry, but I always look at states like that and I'm like, I love traveling and I love the United States and I love going places. It's cool.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think about like North Dakota and like Montana and Minnesota. And it's like, where the fuck is that? Like, I know where it is, but who lives there?
Who lives
there? The people
there?
That made Fargo the movie. That's who live in Fargo.
The Yetis.
That's like it. The Coen brothers. I don't know.
Do they make that movie?
Yeah, Fargo.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And No Country for Old Men.
Yes, which is a good and freaky movie.
Yes.
It made me uncomfortable.
Guys, if both of you have not seen No Country for Old Men, I got it. Even though it's still in the theater.
Really?
It stars Herb's dad.
No, it doesn't.
Old man.
Oh, that's true. He's an old man. All right, so are we dead air?
No, I want to talk about another podcast that I've started listening to. It's called Terminally Single. The guy that lives in Atlanta, his name is Tim.
With the penis?
Yes.
Okay.
With the penis. A very nice one at that,
yeah,
I should say.
Well, it was another one.
It was wait. It was hot, but it was like, why are you on a show called Terminally Single with the, like, okay.
No, it's not like he sends them out to everyone. I'm just special.
No.
So
wait. Why
pictures.
Is he on this show though? Why is he on the show? Explain this to me.
No, because it's just what he calls himself. It's just what he calls the show.
Is he single?
Yeah.
Has he been single for a long time?
I don't think for a long time.
Jaded and bitter about it?
No. Not at all.
Okay, well, good. Because I was about to have to. I was about to have to. Choke
I don't
a
know Herb. Why don't you listen to his show and find out?
But that's not possible. I was about to choke a bitch though, because no, I was just talking to Cora about this earlier. I was talking about how I like bigger guys, obviously, and bigger guys always give me the speech like, and I want to hear from fucking listeners, and don't give me this like biased bullshit. I want to hear what you really feel, not what you think you feel because you're a fat guy and it comes with the territory. No. What I get from fat guys is they always tell me, well, you're skinny and you're buff and buff.
Where'd they get buff from?
Right. And it's like, you're skinny and, you know, you can get whatever guy you want because you're hot and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, excuse you. I did all the work to get with all the guys that I've ever dated. None of them approached me. None of them made it easy. I worked my ass off to get Ricky's attention in a different state, okay? So don't even, I don't ever want
to
hear
that.
It
was very hard for him to do that.
So what I was about to say, I mean, I'm sure, like you said, this guy isn't all bitter and jaded or whatever. But what I was about to say is with a penis like that and with his body frame like that, there's no way he's terminally single. Basically what I'm saying is it's another point that proves that whole myth that if you're skinny and hot, you can get anybody is wrong. Because this guy's terminally single and he's fit and athletic and skinny and he has a big penis. So it's like, why isn't he with somebody?
And he likes big boys too.
Right, right. Well, I mean, and that's the thing is, it's probably a different story, but it's just like, to me, the main point that I'm trying to make is no matter what you look like and no matter what problems you have, it doesn't matter. You can get whatever you want. If you want something, go get it. There's no reason to sit around and make excuses regardless of whether you're 500 pounds or 100 pounds. It doesn't matter.
No, if you're 500 pounds, then I think you should be terminally single.
You know what I'm saying. Don't be mean. We'll see what happens.
No one else is laughing. I guess that was not funny.
It's not funny, especially when he was talking about it. It's not funny. I don't think it's funny.
I thought of that Johnny Depp movie. What was it?
Oh, Gilbert Grape?
Gilbert Grape.
Oh, that was bad.
Dude, I can't believe... Like, I feel bad for that actress.
No, if you can't get out of bed, then you can't get somebody.
I wonder who got the short stick on the payroll for that movie. It wasn't Johnny Depp. And it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio either. It was the
that
mom.
Was the one time I actually believed his acting.
Really?
Yeah, actually, that was the one movie I really liked. Gangs of New York wasn't half bad.
I haven't seen that. I heard it was good.
Oh, that was a good one. Daniel Day-Lewis is the only reason to see it.
Dude, he's awesome, man.
Dude, they've got John C. Reilly. They've got a great
Last of the Mohicans, dude. Daniel
Day-Lewis. John C. Reilly. That's
John C. Reilly is the guy from he's in Magnolia. He's the cop, right? Know.
He's also in.
He's in the new movie that just came out.
Hard, Walk Hard.
No, Blood
Diamonds.
What am I thinking of?
No, not Blood Diamonds.
There will be blood.
There will be blood.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis.
John C. Reilly, yeah. Wasn't he in Chicago?
Oh, I'm sorry, John C. Reilly. Yeah, he was
in Chicago, and he was also Ed Norton or whatever his name was, Carl Norton. In
Talladega
Nights.
Yeah. He's in Walk Hard.
Shake and bake.
He's in Walk Hard, right? He's the guy.
You see me. Yeah. Now you don't. I'm the Magic Man.
But yeah, I don't know. Johnny Depp is like, it depends. I really didn't like Pirates of the Caribbean because number one, it's based off a fucking Disney ride, and
your
number two, to me, Jeffrey Rush is a motherfucking pirate. If I saw Jeffrey Rush on the street in his pirate costume, I would be like, holy shit, I got teleported to the 15th century. If I saw Johnny Depp in his Captain Jack Sparrow costume, I'd say, oh, look, it's Johnny Depp in a pirate costume. It just doesn't match. I've seen Jeffrey Rush in other things, and I've seen Johnny Depp in other things. Johnny Depp seems like Johnny Depp acting like a pirate.
I don't know.
Jeffrey
he
Rush
looks hot
is a pirate.
As a pirate, I think.
Johnny Depp
I think
is
well,
nasty.
He looks all right, but he doesn't.
I think he looks cute in
but he
pirate.
But he acts like Johnny Depp slash pirate. You know what I mean? He doesn't act like a pirate. He acts like Johnny Depp slash pirate. It's like Johnny Depp. His whole aura of himself, like the same character that he is in lots of movies, comes out, and then he's a pirate.
He's just weird.
Yeah, and it comes
like
out
in Sweeney
all of his
Todd.
Movies.
Sweeney Todd. He was weird.
I always like Johnny Depp just because he's weird.
I did not like Willy Wonka, dude.
That was weird.
Yeah, that was bad.
Wonka either. I like the original Willy Wonka.
Gene Wilder is so much
better.
Gene
Wilder was the shit.
Gene Wilder's out of his mind. That's why it was so cool. He wasn't stupid. He was just insane. You know what I mean? But yeah, his looks and stuff that he gave, like the newer Willy Wonka, and he'd give those looks where he's like, I don't know. You know, and it was like, it was stupid.
Too Michael Jackson for me.
Way too Michael Jackson. It creeped me out the whole time.
And his big white teeth.
I was afraid for those kids, man. I'm like, dude, Charlie's going to get sucked off.
Right.
Oh.
It's coming.
In some kind of chocolate-covered glory hole or something.
Oh. He'll tell it it's fudge. Ew.
At a rest stop with Wi-Fi.
I hope it doesn't have peanuts.
In Texas, in the middle of nowhere.
Oh,
is that a chocolate-dipped strawberry or an ass-dipped strawberry?
Is that a banana-dipped, a banana chocolate dip?
Is this in 3D? Is it in smell-o-vision?
I think that's not going to feel good.
Oh, dude.
We're so fucking done. Oh, my God.
The sperm berries taste like sperm berries.
The sperm berries taste like children.
Oh.
Ew. That's gross.
Dude, you know what's a fucked up movie? And I know I've talked about it before a while ago, but it's not that fucked up. Like, when I see it at Walmart, it's Running Scared with Paul Walker. When I see it at Walmart, on the front, it says it makes... Here's what it says exactly. It says, makes Kill Bill look like child's play. It's not even the same kind of movie at all. It's totally in a different genre. Well, I mean,
really?
They're both kind of thrilling action, gory, suspenseful-ish movies. But Kill Bill is a very comic, totally not taken seriously,
right,
kung fu ripoff kind of movie. That's artistic and funny.
Kill Bill's funny.
Running Scared is like a serious movie about this guy who gets fucked up with these gangsters. But the stuff that happens in it is way, it is fucked up. Like, I don't know. I saw it on HBO and it's like he basically, the whole movie is about his.
Why don't you just spoil it for everyone?
Well, no, no, I'm not going to tell the ending. But what happens is his, like, Paul Walker is the guy from Fast and the Furious, you know?
Right.
And
right.
from Blue Crush yeah. and whatever. Okay. Somehow he's some sex symbol. I don't
he
know.
He was
how.
That in that movie, Blue Crush.
Yeah, I saw it on
Jessica
TV.
Alba.
Yeah.
That wasn't yeah. that a. Like a surfer movie
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, it's a surfer movie.
Oh, no. It wasn't Blue Crush. It was, what's the other one? Into
Blue
the Blue.
Sea.
Into the Blue.
Into the Blue, okay.
That's the one with Jessica Alba. You guys,
is that the one
the
where
right
they're
thing,
stuck
though.
In the sea?
That was a recent.
Where they're stuck on the boat and the guys try to kill him?
Yeah.
Okay,
so
Paul.
Deep Blue Sea was the only good one out of all those.
Right. Okay, so Paul Walker has like this younger kid neighbor. He has these neighbors and they have a younger son. And the son like takes some gun somewhere that he stole from these gangsters or whatever. And anyway, they're trying to get the gun back because it's evidence to whatever happened.
Okay,
and
wait,
they're afraid.
The kid has a gun and they're trying to get it back, right?
Basically,
okay.
These gangsters are trying to get it back. So the kid, it shows all these different situations that the kid ends up getting thrown into with cops and prostitutes and all. You know, it shows a very grim nightlife world of like a downtown city, but they don't say what city it is. I think it's like Detroit or whatever. So basically, the kid gets caught by these two.
Cora, watch this.
All right, wait.
Hold on.
What the fuck? I'm trying
hold
to.
On. I want her to watch this real quick.
All right, well, watch it and shut the fuck up.
This is what I was talking about earlier that I was telling you about.
Is this another penis?
No, watch.
She's
this.
Seen so many.
Is it from
today.
Texas?
Tell me when it's playing.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, are we.
This
oh, dude.
Is where they throw the puppy over.
Let me see.
The cliff. Oh my god. You can hear.
Is that
barking.
Awful?
That's terrible.
That's awful.
Dude, okay,
that's
but
where was that
man.
At again? In
Iraq.
Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
They just threw
those were
this
American
puppy.
Soldiers. Can you send
yeah.
that
yeah.
to me?
The soldiers just
yeah.
threw the puppy
yeah, but,
into off the cliff.
Okay, whoa. Let me talk about my. Let me finish my thing real quick. I'm gonna lose my train of thought.
Okay, back to the
no,
story.
No,
this kid has a gun.
Okay, I'm gonna lose my train of thought, and then we'll talk about that because I wanted
and
to talk
he's
about.
Trying to get it back, and he meets the prostitute.
Okay, so basically, Running Scared is about this young kid who finds this gun from these gangsters, and Paul Walker is his next door neighbor. Paul Walker tries to protect the kid because he knows what the gangsters are gonna do to him because the gun is evidence, and they're like, we're gonna fuck up this kid when we find the gun. So he gets okay. thrown into all these situations because it has a very grim, dark outlook on this urban town. And basically, there's this one part where he gets caught by this wife and this husband in the back of their van. Like, he hides in the van because he's hiding from the gangster, and they open the trunk and they're like, oh, look what we found, another little one. So basically, what the kid finds out is that at their house, these
Ricky
parents.
This is so not gonna happen.
All right, so these.
I'm trying. I'm trying.
All right, so he gets caught by these like parents. These parents find him, and so he discovers that at their house, they like take children that they find, like abandoned children, like orphans,
uh-huh.
and fucking use them for their weird sexual like plays and shit,
ew.
And then kill them. And they have all these like. These shelves with all these labels
now.
Of like all the kids that they've had, all the videotapes.
What is this called?
It's Running Scared with Paul Walker. It's fucking crazy. Like,
is it a scary movie?
We watched it a billion.
A Disturbia movie.
It's like Kill Bill. I have never seen that movie. Yes, you
like
have.
Kill
it's
Bill
on TV all the time. It was here when Kyle was here. It was here the second time Kyle was here.
Find it on Cartoon.
It's
Network.
On HBO all the time.
I'm sorry, I don't remember that
dude,
movie.
That sounds
Ricky,
so horrible.
It's all a right, cool
so
movie, but
I'll definitely watch
it's
it.
Fucked
hell
up,
yeah.
But. It's like $5 at Walmart.
All right, so we have 7 minutes left.
Watch that.
Seven.
All right, all right. So here's what we're talking
already,
about.
Dude.
Yep.
That's crazy.
I want to talk about this video that we just watched.
The puppy thing, I think, first of all, it sucks. Second of all, and a very close second, it's not a big deal because you know how many humans.
What?
Listen to what I'm fucking saying. I'm being totally serious. You know how many humans are dying in Iraq? It does not matter whether a dog motherfucking dies. I know it's sad, but do you realize how many things they're not showing you on the fucking media? They're only showing you that because they know all the fake-ass plastic Hollywood American people are going to flip out and PETA's going to go over there and kick some Afghanistanian ass.
Well, then maybe they can get the job done.
But that's not the point. The point is real people are dying. Children are dying. wives are dying, grandmas are dying who've never done anything wrong to anybody. And that's what really matters. They're only showing it's just propaganda.
This puppy is just
it doesn't matter though. It's not a person.
But what
it's not hundreds of people is what I'm
saying. No, but what human being would do that? I mean, granted, yes, they are killing people, but you know that's a war and that happens and it's happened for thousands and thousands of years.
But do you know the story behind that video?
But I don't think that they're just going and killing grandmas. The American soldiers just took the dog. I mean, they are having to do that, but only because the grandma would have a gun, or there's kids that have guns because that's what they're teaching their children.
But dude, there's fucking carnage over there. Like, we can't possibly know. You can't know until you've been there. And that's why, like, it was really cool when we had Dustin on the show, because Dustin went to Iraq back and forth. And
there is no reason to throw an innocent dog over a cliff, no matter what is going on.
But what I'm saying is,
I think we all know what's going on, whether we want to, you know, talk about it every day. We know it happens every day.
But what I'm saying is,
there's no reason to throw a dog or a puppy off of a cliff.
No, I know. That's why I said the first thing is that it sucks. But the second reason is what I'm saying is, like, in the scope of the world, you have to realize that this is probably getting more publicity than like when they shot those soldiers. Remember that shit?
Yeah.
Where they lined them all up and they shot them all? Okay, how many hits did that get on YouTube? I bet you not as much as this puppy did.
Well, but everyone heard about it. Who wants to see that, you know?
Well, the split's going to be the split's going to be whether, like, people blame all military people, you know, with that one representation, or that one, you know, one, two or three people
who knows? They could have dressed up people as American soldiers. It's the news. They fucking lie.
Yeah, that's very true. You never know if it's the media.
They twist it around,
especially
dude.
If it first shows up on the internet, man. You never know if
exactly.
You're
really Britney Spears with her freaking like bloody pantyhose, honestly, they could Photoshop that shit.
Yeah, guys, my bad on that. And they do. My bad. I was in California for a few weeks.
You ripped it up real good.
Oh, man. I beat it worse than the 12-ounce steak.
Oh, my God.
At Girlsmith that you cooked yourself?
Oh, man. I put my herb butter on that.
Gross. I bet it tastes like fish.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
And sperm berries.
Oh.
Mm. Oh.
Ricky likes those.
Okay, here's what I'm all I'm saying is that, look, I know Ricky it's a bad ravioli. Thing, but in the scope of the world, there's so much worse going on that, like, us focusing even more than 3 days of news coverage on this, because this happened like 2 days ago. It's like, it's just that
it's
says
still
something.
Sad.
That says something about the world, though. That says where our priorities are at and where the trivialities are and where everybody's value system is at.
Well, instead of killing a puppy, why aren't they going and protecting someone instead?
You know, but it's just like, you don't know because you weren't there. How can you possibly know? If you weren't there, then you don't know. If you watch what the news says, then you don't know. You weren't there.
So what do you think might have happened?
Who knows? Maybe. Okay.
Do you think that puppy like bit their
maybe
bit
it had
on?
Rabies? You never fucking know. You never know.
If they had rabies, then they shouldn't be holding it.
Maybe he has gloves on because he's in the army.
No, he didn't have gloves on.
I didn't see the video. But what I'm saying
there
is,
there was no protection.
No
protection
condoms.
For the puppy or the soldier.
What I'm saying is, it's just like, if you weren't there, then how can you possibly make a judgment? You can make a speculation, but you cannot judge.
Okay, my speculation is they're a big piece of shit. All right. And they should be thrown over
all
the cliff.
Of them or just those guys?
No, the ones that
just
did
those
it.
Guys, man. Okay. I mean, they don't represent.
But I
Lord,
bet
man.
You people are going to be saying
oh, I'm
that.
Sure.
You know, American soldiers, how dare they? What are they doing? And it's like that.
They're
going to
turn it into a general thing, man. And they're all going to get the blame. Which
just like
bullshit.
All black people are ghetto.
The
and all gay people
are
fags.
That
are
yeah,
and all white people
are crackers. Because kids,
you know?
Little kids
individuals
are going to go on YouTube and put
don't
in puppies. And they're going to find these
that.
Soldiers throwing the puppies.
Right.
And, you know, 10-year-olds don't, their perspective of soldiers is what, you know, they
what
know
they
of
see,
them. And that's about it. And if they see that, they're going to think, well, why are we over there throwing puppies over a cliff? Is
and
that
I
what
think
we're doing?
It's like the media's responsibility.
And the parents are going
to
freak
out. And it's also
out.
The soldiers' responsibility to watch. You have to watch what you fucking put on the
yeah,
news,
dude.
Yeah,
know?
They're fucking retarded for doing
care.
That.
They don't
they're,
care.
They're retarded for doing it, and then the media was retarded for showing it. It's like, dude, that's not what we need to see right
well,
now.
The
media the
didn't
job.
Do it.
That's the
well,
media's job.
The thing is that it was uploaded on YouTube. The media had nothing to do
yeah,
with
that's
it
a
until
private,
someone reported it.
That's a private...
All right.
Well, one of them posted that online, or someone that was there in that area posted it online. All
right.
And now it's gotten blown up to what it is now.
Right. Yeah.
All right. So, did you want to say something else?
How many hits does it have?
I don't know. I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, because I bet that's like ridiculous how many hits.
Probably, you know? By now. How long has it been out, do you know?
Well, I just heard it about on it today on the radio. So I don't think it's been out too long.
Maybe it was today. It hit the radio
already.
I thought
it was like 2 days ago. I don't know. All right.
I don't know. All right, so we're going to wrap this up.
Okay. Wrap it up like so, burritos and shit, Christian, right?
Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Call us at 206-984-FOUL.
Give us an iTunes review, please. 5 stars because we're awesome. Or yes. 4 stars because you love us. Or 3 stars because I'm
going
to
No. Only 5 stars.
That's
five
what I
stars.
And I'm going to let Herb continue writing the poems because I think his were a little bit better than mine.
Thank you, babe.
And let's see. Mail us something. Post Office Box 725, Lakeland, Florida, 33802.
And check out our MySpace. Check out our website. If it's running slow, like if you listen to the show on our website and it's running kind of slow, just let us know. Leave a comment. If you have Internet Explorer 7, that might be why, because 7 is weird and I don't know what. If it's not that, if it's that and you try something else and it still does it, let us know for sure. But if it's that, then you know.
And we'll also have to have Cora and Fry on here more often.
Yeah, for sure.
I think they were good together. Yeah. Well, actually, they were good for all of us.
Oh, thanks, guys.
We'll that see how fun. Good they are later.
It was a group orgy
awesome.
Effort.
Oh, sweet.
I get naughty late at night.
Dude, that, you know what you just sound
you
like?
You could
know
just
what you
like,
sound like?
You could just like go to sleep. No. That's
I want
all you
that
need to do.
My cell phone
no, you know what you just sound like? You sound like
Ricky
those.
Ricky wants fry for himself.
You sound like he wants some fried eggs, some fried huevos, right?
Who do I sound like?
You know what you sound like? You sound like those MySpace girls are like.
Oh my god!
No,
the ads.
Like, they're like, hi, my name is Alicia, and sometimes. I like to get naughty, but I'm really
like to get
but I'm like,
naughty.
I'm like really shy, and I like and to make lots of friends. And then sometimes I take my clothes off, and, it's
and then I like touch my titties, and then pound my pussy with my fingers.
And then I keep the rub cream rolling, so you guys can see.
Yeah, you want to look? Just hit this link.
Yeah, but
and then it's like bam, spamware.
I think you're better at it than me.
It's so
I'm better at it than
but
me.
But at the same time, you got to admit that's much better than the random guys you get that are around, like you know, the girl's age that just randomly like, hey, I just checked out your profile, little. Looks pretty cool. We got a lot of things in common.
You
want to
fuck and stuff?
You know, I've got chest hair. You've got tits. It's going to work out.
I've got a stick and you've got a hole to put it in, bitch. Let's work it. Girls Gone Wild 2K8, motherfucker. Woo! Hooters.
All right, we got to get out of here. This is Ricky.
This is Herb.
It's Cora.
Fry.
And we're out here. Later.
Peace.
And I'm a flirt.